In Atlanta this weekend at the National Rifle Association's convention, a few dozen students got together, including Florida State University student Shayna Lopez-Rivas.
I am actively fighting for campus carry in Florida.
She says she was raped by a stranger at school. A friend later introduced her to shooting.
And she took me to the gun range and I shot a gun for the first time. And I was like, wow, I could have used this.
The idea that firearms can help to stop sexual assault is emotionally potent. And it's a complicated topic to study, but researchers say federal data show little evidence that guns reduce sexual or other crimes. Still, it's a popular argument for gun rights advocates. Andy Pelosi is with the campaign to keep guns off campus. He says campus carry legislation has picked up momentum over the last decade.
This year, we've seen bills in 17 states. Last year, we saw a comparable number, 17 or 18.
Here in Georgia, tech student Jaquan Taylor has been organizing pro-gun voices to lobby the governor, who vetoed campus carry legislation last year.
So a lot of us aren't trying to get our hopes up too much. But we've been talking to him. We've been on him a lot harder this time.
If the measure fails again, Taylor says he'll keep promoting firearms culture at school. It's something the NRA is increasing support for. Glenn Caroline is with the group's lobbying arm.
Sort of a more focused effort to specifically have students speaking on behalf of NRA issues and educating their fellow students on gun rights on their campuses.
Caroline's been speaking to schools for decades, but he says young activists like Taylor reaching out to their own generation are key to the NRA's growth. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.